It's hard sometimes going through the church seasons because it seems like whiplash sometimes because of all that is happening. Today's gospel is considered the high priestly prayer, and that was prayed by Jesus on like what we celebrate as Maundy Thursday, the Last Supper, when Jesus washed the feet of the disciples, and when Jesus started, when he instituted our Holy Communion service. And in all of that, and this prayer was said the day before Good Friday, Jesus' death. Jesus knew what was to happen on the next day. He knew what was going to happen both to himself and to his followers. For himself, he knew about the betrayal, the torture, and the death. For his disciples, he realized that they were going to suffer their own personal loss. They were going to lose their master, their teacher, their rabbi, their friend, and their savior. Their loss, their fear, and their confusion, the reality of life without Jesus for them at that time, they hadn't gotten to Easter or Ascension or Pentecost yet, it was overwhelming. It was even going to be dangerous for them to be Christians. Life without Jesus is unbearable. Life without the presence of God is unbearable. The gospel today tells us how Jesus prayed, how he prayed for his disciples, that God would protect them, and that God would be with them. Jesus spoke with his Father always. He always prayed. He never made a move without prayer. Jesus trusted in God the Father 100%, and he obeyed his will perfectly at all times. Jesus was faithful, both to God and to us. So Jesus continues with prayer, and he tells God, in a way, he said, I did what you sent me here to do, to make you truly and accurately known to everyone. Jesus brought the people, those who are willing to listen, back to God, back into a true and a saving relationship with God. Real life as God intended for his people, for us. And they, his followers, kept God's word. And Jesus, you can see in prayer, he's kind of proud. He was joyful. He knew that they understood as best as they could at the time. He knew that they understood that Jesus was truly from God. God's anointed, his Christ, the Savior, our Savior. They believed what he said, and they believed in him. And Jesus asked God to protect them. And he asked God to protect us in the future. He asked for our souls to be protected, for our thoughts, our emotions, our actions, all of the faithful to be protected. And Jesus knew that since he would no longer be physically walking around on earth, he knew that his followers, his brothers and sisters, would need God's protection in a big way. They would need his presence constantly. And God, as always, provides. God dwelling in us and we in him. His Holy Spirit, his gift to us. That is God dwelling in us. Accepting God's gift of his Holy Spirit is what makes us have strength to be Christians. It's what makes us have peace, have comfort, understanding, and joy. Our joy in our everyday life is kind of like a hallmark. It's a distinctive characteristic. It's an attitude of a Christian. And I looked and I looked and I found I have actually more than I thought. They're holy cards. And if you want one in the back, tell me. I'll keep them with me. But the holy card, it spells out joy. And it says, Jesus first, others next, yourself last. And that spells joy. With this gift of the Holy Spirit in us comes responsibility. We are set apart for God. We're sanctified. We're made holy by God. We don't make ourselves holy. God makes us holy. He sanctifies us. And that's what being set apart for God's work and His will is. We are set apart to live as God wants. As we are set apart for God, we are reminded by this gospel that Jesus expects us, though, to live in the world. Not easy all the time. Yes, we are set apart for God, but we are not to live apart. His followers, the faithful, us, are to live in community with His help, to do and to share God's word, which is Jesus. We are to be His witnesses, and we can't do that if we hide away. And in a way, we are doing that very thing Jesus expects and what Jesus commands us to do. We're doing it today. Having God live in us and us living in Him, living in the world. We're here in community. We are living in community as His holy followers. And also, if we think about it, it's kind of interesting, I thought. Let's think about it for just a second. How about today's service? We call it, among other things, we call it Holy Communion. Communion, like with union. And then the word community, it spells out with unity. Today we have a holy, godly union, being united with our Creator in a very special and unique way through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Holy communion is our way of being united with God and being united with all Christians, past, present, and future. And then the word community, with unity. We are living together as His faithful people, as Jesus taught us. Jesus said, I'm going to find it. Where is it? Oh, darn, I'm adding seconds to the sermon. I'm sorry. Okay. Protect them in your name that you have given. Protect them that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one. And that's what Jesus wants. Us living together as one, as He and the Father are one. Having holy communion and having holy community. Now, admittedly, at times, it would be easier. It would be much easier for us to just kind of live away from community, to give up, to turn our backs on God and on others, to give up on the discipline of worship, and to give up and kind of ignore the needs of others. That's very easy to do. But Jesus wants His followers to accept His Holy Spirit and to use it. If we use it, we have joy and we have strength. There is to be no hiding out for us, or giving up on the needs of others for us, for those who love the Lord, for us who are faithful to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Jesus never gives up on us, no matter what. He never gives up on us. So we are to be like Him and live like Him. loving God and others first. First God, then others, and then ourselves. And that kind of reminds me of our mission statement. Does anybody remember what our mission statement is? Anybody? It's loving God and others through Christ. Amen.
Please turn to page 3.